If you want, I can recommend a good guide. He'll get you there fast. She would be too cheap for that, I suspected. Her family could have been assaulted in that alley. Robbed, transformed into rocks. Was the risk really worth whatever money they'd saved? Pilgrims never made sense to me. How much? She asked, already sounding dubious. You'll have to ask the guide. Want me to call him over? She shifted from foot to foot, practically reeking of reluctance. Or you could buy this, I suggested, turning smoothly in my chair to pick up a small scroll. It's a map. Includes all the god spots. Places magicked up by godlings, I mean. Like that alley.
Magicked? You mean some godling did this?
Probably. I can't see scriveners bothering. Can you? She sighed.
Will this map help me reach this market?
Of course. I unrolled it to give her a look. She took a long time staring at it, probably hoping to memorize the route to the market without buying it. I didn't mind her trying. If she could learn Shadow's convoluted streets that easily, interrupted on the map by tree roots and occasional notes about this or that god spot, then she deserved a free peek.
How much?
She asked at last, and reached for her purse. After the woman left, her anxious footsteps fading into the general mill of the promenade, On ambled over.
You're so nice, Ori, he said.
I grinned. Aren't I? I could have told her to just go into the alley and lift her skirts a bit, which would have sent her to her family in a heartbeat. But I had to look out for her dignity, didn't I?
On shrugged. If they don't think of it on their own, that's their fault, not yours.
He sighed after the woman.
Shame to come all the way here on a pilgrimage and spend half of it wandering around lost, though.
Someday she'll savor the memory. I got up, stretching. I'd been sitting all morning and my back was sore. Keep an eye on my table for me, will you? I'm going for a walk.
Liar.
I grinned at the coarse, growly voice of Varroy, another of the rose sellers, as he ambled over. He stood close to Own. I imagined Varroy hooking an affectionate arm around Own. They and Rue, another of the rose sellers, were a triple, and Varroy was possessive.
You just want to look in that alley, see if her dumb as demons man and brat dropped anything before the magic got him.
Why would I do that? I asked sweetly as I could, though I couldn't help laughing. Own was barely holding a snicker himself.
If you find something, be sure to share, he said.
I blew a kiss in his direction. Finders keepers, unless you want to share Varroy in return.
Finders keepers, he retorted.
And I heard Varroy laugh and pull him into an embrace. I walked away, concentrating on the tap-tap of my stick so that I wouldn't hear them kiss. I'd been joking about the sharing, of course, but there were still some things a single girl didn't enjoy being around when she couldn't have a little of it herself. The alley, across the wide promenade from Art Row, was easy to find because its walls and floor shimmered pale against the ambient green glow of the World Tree. Nothing too bright, by godling standards. This was minor magic, something even a mortal could have done with a few chiseled sigils and a fortune in activating ink. Ordinarily, I would have seen little more than a scrim of light along the mortar between the bricks, but this god spot had been activated recently and would take time to fade back to its usual quiescence. I stopped at the mouth of the alley, listening carefully. The promenade was a wide circle at the city's relative heart, where foot traffic met the carriageways and came together to encircle a broad plaza of flower beds, shade trees, and walkways. Pilgrims liked to gather there, because the plaza offered the city's best view of the World Tree, which was the same reason we artists liked it. The pilgrims were always in a good mood to buy our wares after they'd had a chance to pray to their strange new god.